Do you have sex appeal and what to do if you don't? Hey there, it's Anna. Today we're diving into the sizzling world of sex appeal. That's right, we're talking about that mysterious magnetic quality that makes women weak in the knees and men green with envy. But what exactly is it? And more importantly, how can you tell if you've got it? Well, buckle up because we're about to explore the telltale signs that you are oozing with irresistible charm. And if you're sitting there thinking, but wait, I'm about as sexy as a bowl of cold oatmeal, don't worry. I've got you covered with some tips and tricks to help you amp up your alert and leave the ladies swooning. Now, before we dive in, let's get one thing straight. Sex appeal isn't just about looking like a Hollywood heartthrob or having washboard abs, although let's be real, those things don't hurt. It's about exuding confidence, charm, and a certain je ne sais quoi that makes people sit up and take notice. So whether you are a suave Casanova or an awkward duckling just waiting to blossom, stick with me. We are about to uncover the secrets of sex appeal and help you unleash your inner irresistible self. But before we get started, if you feel like you could use a little expert advice in your dating life, there's a link in the description or pinned comment to book a free strategy call with one of our coaches. With that out the way, let's get started. Proximity awareness. First up, let's talk about the art of proximity awareness. Now, I'm not talking about invading her personal space like a creep at a crowded bar. I'm talking about the subtle dance of closing the gap between you and her in a way that creates intimacy and anticipation. Picture this, you are chatting with a stunning woman, and as the conversation heats up, you find yourself unconsciously leaning in closer. Your bodies are angled towards each other like two magnets drawn together by an invisible force. That, my friends, is the power of proximity awareness. When you are in tune with your spatial relationship to her, you are sending a subconscious signal that you are engaged and interested. It's about creating a bubble of intimacy that makes her feel like she's the only woman in the room. But here's the key, it's all about subtlety. You don't want to come on too strong or make her feel uncomfortable. It's a delicate balance of moving in closer, then pulling back just a hair, creating a tantalizing push that keeps her on her toes. So how can you master the art of proximity awareness? Start by being mindful of your body language. Are you facing her fully, or are you angled away like you're ready to bolt at any given moment? Are you maintaining a comfortable distance, or are you practically breathing down her neck? Remember, the goal is to create a sense of intimacy and connection, not to invade her personal space. So take it slow, be respectful, and let that natural ebb and flow of the conversation guide your movements. Softening facial expressions. All right, gents, let's move on to the power of a warm, inviting facial expression. And no, I'm not talking about plastering on a fake cheesy grin that makes you look like a used car salesman. I'm talking about the art of softening your features in a way that puts her at ease and draws her in. Think about it. When you're talking to someone who looks tense, guarded, or just plain unapproachable, how does it make you feel? Probably not very comfortable or eager to continue the conversation, right? On the flip side, when someone greets you with a genuine smile and a warm, open expression, it's like a green light that says, hey, I'm friendly and approachable, come talk to me. That's the power of a softened facial expression. It's about letting your guard down and allowing your authentic self to shine through. It's about radiating warmth, kindness, and yes, even a little bit of vulnerability. So how can you practice softening your facial expressions? Start by relaxing your jaw and letting go of any tension in your face. Imagine a gentle smile spreading across your lips, not a full-blown grin, but a subtle upturn of the corners of your mouth. Let your eyes crinkle at the corners as if you are sharing a secret joke with her, and don't be afraid to let your emotions play out on your face. If something she says amuses you, let out a chuckle and let your eyes dance with mirth. Remember, a softened facial expression is an invitation to connect, to let her guard down and feel comfortable in your presence. So take a deep breath, relax those features, and let your natural warmth and charisma shine through. Scent of attraction. Next up, let's talk about the tantalizing power of scent. Now, I'm not saying you need to douse yourself in a bottle of cologne that's so strong it could kill a small animal, but a subtle, alluring scent can be the secret weapon in your sex appeal arsenal. Now think about it. Our sense of smell is incredibly powerful, tied directly to the limbic system in our brains, which controls memory and emotion, which means that a single whiff of the right fragrance can trigger a flood of positive associations and desires. But here's the thing, less is more when it comes to cologne. You want to create an enticing aura around you, not an overwhelming cloud that makes her eyes water and her nose run. So, how do you choose the right scent? Start by considering your natural body chemistry. Different fragrances will react differently on different people. So what smells amazing on your best friend might not be the right fit for you. Look for a scent that complements your natural musk, something that's subtle but distinctive. A good rule of thumb is that if someone can smell you from more than an arm's length away, you've probably gone overboard. When applying cologne, focus on the pulse points, the wrists, the neck, and maybe a little dab behind the ears. These are areas where the blood flow is closest to the skin, which will help the scent warm up and develop throughout the day. And remember, the goal is to create an inviting, alluring scent, not to knock her over the head with a fragrance sledgehammer. So start with a light touch and let your natural magnetism do the rest. Enjoying the video? If so, let us know by liking and commenting. For those looking for more tailored advice, the pinned comment has a link to book your free strategy call with one of our coaches. The light touch on self. Alright fellas, it's time to get a little handsy, because one of the most potent signs is the art of the light self-touch. I'm talking about the subtle, almost unconscious way that you might brush your hand against your chest whilst laughing at your own joke, or run your fingers along your jawline while deep in thought. These light fleeting touches are like a secret language of attraction. They draw attention to your body in a way that's enticing without being overtly sexual. It's like you're saying, hey, check me out, but don't stare too hard. But here's the key, it has to be natural and unforced. If you're sitting there deliberately stroking your own arm like a Bond villain, it's going to come across as weird and staged. The goal is to make it seem like an unconscious gesture, a byproduct of your own ease and comfort in your skin. So how can you incorporate the light self-touch into your body language repertoire? Start by being mindful of your own physicality. Notice how you naturally interact with your own body. Do you tend to touch your face when you're thinking, or drum your fingers against your thighs when you are nervous? From there, start subtly incorporating these touches into your interactions. Brush your hand against your chest when you laugh, or run your fingers through your hair when you are making a point. The key is to keep it light, fleeting, and natural. Remember, the light self-touch is about creating a sense of ease and sensuality in your own body. It's a way of drawing her attention and stoking her curiosity without crossing the line into creepy territory. So get in touch with yourself and let your natural allure shine through. Watchful observance. Gentlemen, let's talk about the power of your undivided attention. In a world where everyone is constantly distracted by their phones, their thoughts, or the shiny object in the corner, the simple act of being fully present with someone can be downright sexy. Picture this, you are on a date with a beautiful woman, and as she's telling you about her dreams and passions, you find yourself getting lost in her eyes. You're not thinking about what you're going to say next or mentally planning your escape route to the bathroom. You're just there, fully engaged and drinking in every word. That, my friends, is the art of watchful observance. It's about giving someone your complete and total focus, making them feel like they are the only person in the room and the only person in your world, at least for that moment. But here's the thing, it's not just about staring at her like a love-struck puppy. It's about being an active listener, responding to her words and emotions with your own body language and expressions. Lean in when she's sharing something intimate, let your eyes crinkle with laughter when she tells a joke, and don't be afraid to let your face reflect the emotions you are feeling. Show her that you're not just hearing her words, but feeling them too. And when you do speak, make it count. Ask her thoughtful questions, offer your own insights and experiences, and above all, make her feel heard and understood. Remember, watchful observance is about creating a bubble of intimacy and connection in a world full of distractions. It's about making her feel seen, heard, and valued, and what could be sexier than that? Impeccable timing. Last but certainly not least, let's talk about the art of impeccable timing. Because face it, gentlemen, when it comes to sex appeal, timing really is everything. I'm talking about the subtle, intuitive sense of when to advance and when to retreat in your interactions. Picture this, you are flirting with a gorgeous woman at a bar and things are going well. The chemistry is crackling, the banter is flowing, and you can feel that tension building. As you try to advance things, you might notice a slight hesitation in her body language. So instead of pushing forwards, you pull back just a hair, giving her the space to come to you. And that, my friends, is the power of impeccable timing. It's about being attuned to her every signal and responding accordingly. It's about knowing when to push and when to pull, when to be bold and when to be coy. And it's not just about the big moments either. Impeccable timing comes into play in every interaction, from the way you time your jokes to the way that you navigate a lull in the conversation. So, how can you cultivate your own sense of impeccable timing? Start by being present and observant. Pay attention to her body language, her tone of voice, and the subtle shifts in the energy between you. Trust your instincts and don't be afraid to take a step back if something feels off. Remember, impeccable timing is about being a master of the dance of attraction. It's about knowing when to lead and when to follow, when to advance and when to retreat. So, take a deep breath, tune into your intuition, and let your natural sense of timing guide the way. And there you have it, gentlemen, the signs that you've got the elusive quality called sex appeal, and some tips on how to amp it up if you're feeling a little lacking in that department. So what's next for you? You can discover the types of men that women find sexually attractive, or discover the habits that turn women off. Thanks for watching. Please like, comment, and subscribe for more.